So in this level of the Torah, after Rabbi Nachman was going into depth and explaining to us that even though the ideal is to constantly expand my consciousness and broaden my horizon and see the deeper meaning in everything, I still can't come to a place where now looking at the deeper meaning of everything, I can't function as a human being because I'm constantly overwhelmed. No, there, not everything is a cause for me to react. I can't react to things. I can't be constantly reactive, right? I need to be proactive. I can't see a black cat and be like, ah, this is bad luck. Now I have to sell all my stocks because, you know, there's no relationship there. It's just a chemical reaction to bad luck, to whatnot. And I'm not living in a world where there's a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I broaden my expansiveness, so I'm able to see that there's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm not just reacting to the Darkei Emori, and the Emorites are the people we had to kill to enter Eretz Yisrael. They're antithetical to a land of relationship with God because they were just reacting, right? I've been programmed a certain way, and that's it. And that's the, you know, the world of AI. It's just like I've been programmed a certain way, and there's no real relationship that exists. So Rabbi Nachman is telling us furthermore in this Torah, this profound idea that even if I am, even within the realm of the things that I am able to see a deeper meaning for, I can't then start to indulge, right? It's not that, you know, okay, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, so now I have to eat, you know, an apple, the best apple in the world, and I'm going to go and buy an apple for $17, you know, because why not, right? No, there still has to be a reality where I'm not losing my cool. I'm not kind of living in a world that now and all because I'm able to see that there's spirituality and everything, and everything is a deeper message. That means that I have to, go and indulge in this world, in this life, you know. Because, you know, a house is like a Mikdash Me'at. My house is like a like the Beit Mikdash. I should have a house the size of the base of Mikdash, right? You know, etc. These are things that are getting lost, where people who are able to see, you know, okay, so I'm a big Rebbe. I have 1,000 students, so I also need a car with 1,000 horsepower. That's not necessarily the way Rabbi Nachman wants us to understand. You know, even though I'm living in a world where I am looking for deeper meaning, that doesn't mean that, you know, and things that are more beautiful do have an essence of being more special and more unique or more deep. That doesn't mean that I need to do that, right? It doesn't mean that because there's a car that's running on solar power and the Torah is considered to be the sun, then I should buy a car with solar power and fuel, which is fire, is a bait, you know, it's like fire is not necessarily a good thing in the right measure, so I shouldn't buy a car. Like, you can't get lost in those ideas. Not everything that I understand to be a deeper concept of, you know, water being the sense of kindness, so I'm only eating things that have been boiled. I'm never eating anything that's been, you know, grilled, etc. Rabbi Nachman is telling us that the tzaddik ochel esov nafsho, the true tzaddik, he's not eating for the sake of his body. Right? He's eating for the sake of his soul, and therefore he understands that the avoda of depth I can do regardless of how much I'm eating. Right, so I can eat very little and still extrapolate that in my mind to a very high consciousness. And we know this from the true tzaddikim, that in the time of the desert, they were able to eat just a little piece of bread, a little manna, and they were able to live for a long time, like the Lumbus bread in Lord of the Rings, which is that same concept of mera machzikta merube, that a little bit has a lot of quantity in it, and so on and so forth. And that's why, even though a person should be looking for the deep ideas in his life, he shouldn't let it drive him. He shouldn't start looking for everything as a message and therefore go crazy. And he also, even in the things that he was able to reach a higher consciousness, he shouldn't then give that as a heter, you know, pave the way for him to indulge in physicality. And with that, Rabbi Nachman is also telling us that the important thing is also to understand that I give tzedakah, right? So what's this idea? There's a concept in Chassidus called the chassid bepelts. So there's, you know, the analogy is that everybody's sitting in the base midrash learning Torah, and it's getting cold. You know, Eastern Europe, it can get really cold. And this chassid, he just puts on a coat, and it gets a little cold, and he puts on another coat. And instead of, and somebody says to him, you know, if you're so cold, why don't you light the fire so everybody else can also enjoy the heat, right? You know, you're putting on coats, you're only taking care of yourself. So a person who's living in a world where he's constantly mitzamtzim himself, he's saying, you know, I should live at Simpson. Somebody comes to him and says, listen, you know, I need $5,000 to marry off my daughter. And you're saying, wow, $5,000. This guy is crazy. You know, you should be marrying off your daughter for like $500, you know, and seeing that you already seem like you have already $500, I'm not going to give you, right? No, you're not. Your job is not to constantly put on your coat and be mitzamtzim other people, right? If you're living in a world where you're trying to constantly not allow physicality to overrun you. You shouldn't live in a world where then your mindset becomes a negative one where you're like, oh, I'm not giving anybody tzedakah, right? I'm not giving anybody tzedakah, right? So even though a person is living in a world where he's constantly trying to expand his consciousness and not expand his bank account, he should still be giving tzedakah because that not everybody's on that level of tzimtzum, and you're not. Your job is while it is to live in a world where you're not indulging. Your job is not to make sure that other people are constricted in their physical needs, because you're trying to live in that ideal. We should be zocheh.